This is one thing that's not going to change in the year 2023 on the Lisa Dent Show. The Uptown Girl is going to stick with us, and she's still going to have her walk-up music. This very song is designed for Terry Savage. Happy New Year, Terry. Is she not with us?
Well, hi, Lisa. How are you? Listen, I call it chicken money. And be
I'm
careful.
Right here.
Oh, there she is.
I'm here.
I wasn't mocking
Happy
you, Terry.
Year.
No.
Steve, I know you could do a good impression of me. We worked together for a long, long time. Somehow it sounds better when I say chicken money than when you say it.
It's true.
And for people who are new to the show, tell them what chicken money is.
Chicken money is very basically money you cannot afford to lose. Now, everybody wants to make money. And I often get questions, you know that, Lisa, and say, well, should I buy this? What should I do with that? And I always say, well, how much of that money are you willing to lose? And there's a silence. Well, I really don't want to lose any of it. Well, nobody wants to lose it. But if you put it in places where you can't lose it, you will be able to sleep better, and then maybe you can do some other investing. So chicken money belongs in the bank, money market accounts, CDs, treasury bills we've talked about, places that are secure and guaranteed, might not quite keep up with inflation, though we've got some good ways to do it. And it's not, by the way, about your age necessarily. You're older, you might still be investing aggressively, but it's your stage of life and your own financial situation and your kind of personal risk tolerance. Everybody should have some chicken money.
Terry Savage gives you the savage truth. She is the money lady, and she is with us on Tuesdays. And let's face it, here we are, the first week of the new year. I know you came up with five money tips for the new year. Let's run them down, Terry, because some of it you're like, oh, I already know, but it's a reminder of what we all need to do.
You get a chance to make a fresh start now. Doesn't mean you can leave all your debts and so forth behind or your investment mistakes, but you do get to start over, so don't look back. That's not the direction you're going. First step is to get organized. You need lists. You need files. It could be on your computer. It could be on your desk. You can make a file folder and start with getting my personal financial organizer form, top right corner of terrysavage.com. Print it out. List your credit cards. Now you're going to make a list, by the way, of your debt as well, because all those bills, number two, are going to start coming in a couple of weeks. And you need to not pile them up, but open them up, stack them up with those return envelopes, unless you're paying online, and write down my balances, the interest rate they're charging on this is, the minimum payment is, make a list. Because if you don't, you're going to be trapped. There's a secret formula for paying off credit card debt. Look at that minimum monthly payment. You go, oh, yeah, I can do that. Double it. Write that number down. Stick it on your computer monitor. Pay that same amount, double this month's minimum, every single month, not the next minimum, but this one. And don't charge another penny. Your card debt will be paid off in less than 3 years.
Oh, you know, I love that. And you're right, Terry. I pay the bills, and I don't go back and look at what interest they're. You pay the bill. And then you're like, okay, I'm done. Let's move on to the next bill. That's a good idea, a good way to deal with debt.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, you'll find the finance charges are real. You know, it was 18%. They're going up. They'll be 24%. Some people will be paying 29% because, of course, they aren't paying you in the bank so much, but they're going to charge you on your credit card debt. Go to creditcards.com and look up balance transfer cards. You may get 6 months or a year of a zero interest grace period. Use that time to pay down the balance. If you don't, you can be sure your rate will jump even higher and they'll have you trapped.
Okay, that's a good point. I also see you tell people to manage their spending, to review your investments, and to build up your savings.
Start the new year with an app. I'm talking to younger people who think that I'm just only talking to older people. Go get Rocket Money or Simplify by Quicken. Get Mint. Get Acorns. Get YNAB. That stands for You Need a Budget. There are so many apps that there is no longer any excuse for not knowing where your money went. And these apps will not only keep you on track for spending, remind you when bills are due, they'll even divert some to savings and investment. So no excuses anymore. You're a grown-up. Whoever you are out there, track your money.
Terry Savage is with us. TerrySavage.com is a wealth of information if you want to check it out. Laura is on the phone. She's got a question for you, Terry.
Okay.
Hey, Laura, welcome to the Lisa Dent Show. What's your question for Terry?
Hi, Terry. Hi, Lisa. This is going to be my first year where I have a mandatory deduction or taking money out of my IRA. And I just have a sense that there might be a smarter way to do it.
Laura, stop for 1 minute. When is your 72nd birthday?
March 31st of this year.
Guess what? Guess what? I have a present for you. What Congress does. They just passed a law extending for those who turn 72 this year. You can wait till you're 73 to take your first RMD. So you don't have to take one this year. How about that for the good news of the day?
That is pretty awesome. And I just, as long as I got you, I have to tell you that you really gave me something to think about. I don't even know when it was, but it was the market was very strong. And you suggested we think about how much do we really need? Maybe it's time to just not be so greedy and put a cap on it. And that really had a huge impact on me.
Good. I'm glad that was a couple of years ago. Everybody thought the market was going up double digits every year. When it does come time for RMDs, you'll take what you will do quick for everybody. You'll take this year-end statement that's coming in the mail. You'll do that next year. But everybody else who has an RMD this year, take the statements you get for year-end, December 31st. If you have 3 or 4 IRAs, clip them all together. Add up the total balance in your account this year. That will determine your RMD. You can go to any Fidelity's website. Just Google RMD calculator. It's only based on your age and the amount of money you have. Now, Laura, you get to do that a year from now, because you won't have to do your RMD.
And Terry, one last question via text line. I claimed my daughter in 2020. She is over 17. Will she be getting the stimulus that she never got?
Well, you were supposed to apply for the stimulus on last year's return. I'm going to have to check and see if there's any way to apply for it again, because that missing stimulus payment was supposed to be applied for when you filed your return in 2022 for 2021.
Yeah.
I'll write about that sometime. I don't think there's any way to recapture those. I think that's over and done with.
And I think they sent a letter. I know that I got a letter saying, hey, my son did, didn't claim. So, yeah, I think that ship has sailed.
Let me see if there's any way to still recapture a missing stimulus payment. I'm pretty sure that was over with.
Thank you so much for joining us. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I hope it's a happy, healthy, and prosperous one for everybody out there.
TerrySavage.com. That's where you can find her. Steve has your news next on 720 WGN.